can't miss the signs in this Boston mayoral race. For Marty Walsh, his name is plastered on storefronts and apartments, from Chinatown, where friends chatter in Mandarin, to East Boston, where Spanish music floats from open windows. Behind the signs, Walsh has spent 6 weeks repeating his message. State Representative Marty Walsh, a 46-year-old son of Irish immigrants, blue-collar roots, the child cancer survivor, and recovering alcoholic. As a champion of organized labor, Walsh has campaigned in every corner of the city and struck a chord with a trifecta of endorsements from three of his former rivals, all candidates of color.
Marty understands the struggles of working people because he's lived it.
Marty is committed to making sure that everyone in our city has access to opportunities.
Marty is the only candidate that can bring everyone in Boston together.
In the preliminary, candidates of color won 9 of the city's 22 wards, and communities of color are expected to play a decisive role in the race. At a forum hosted by the Urban League of Massachusetts, Walsh pledged to break down racial barriers in school, business, and government.
And as mayor of the city of Boston, I'm going to make sure not that I just work with the building trades to change the face of the building trades, or change the face of organized labor, or change the face of the business community, but I'm going to start by changing the face in City Hall.
Walsh's strength and his Achilles heel is his close ties to labor. Unions have pumped about $2 million into his campaign and are driving his get-out-the-vote efforts. Critics say he's too cozy with unions and will be beholden to them in office. But Walsh says his labor ties leave him uniquely positioned to negotiate favorable deals to the city. Take education, where Walsh says he will negotiate with the teachers' union to reopen its contract to add hours to the school day.
And I'm going to ask the teachers' union to look at their contract. And right now they're in the middle of the contract. And I'm going to ask them to talk about it now, not wait till the contract expires. We need some concessions now. We need some changes now.
On transportation, Walsh says his experience as a state lawmaker will position him to win state funding from the legislature and the governor's office on transportation projects, like better bus service in Mattapan, Dorchester, and Roxbury.
We also got to look at additional bus service and bus lines and more frequent bus lines. And the way we do that as mayor of the city of Boston, to work with the MassDOT and the MBTA, it's to make sure we get that additional service.
On the issue of city development, Walsh wants to replace the BRA with the new Economic Development Agency, whose director would serve under a contract and be less tied to the mayor's office.
We're looking at also a lot more transparency and predictability. So I think it's important that the community feels that they have a voice in the BRA.
On the issue of public safety, Walsh says education is key to reducing youth gun violence.
I mean, I think one of the big things that we have to do, long-term strategy, is keep our kids in school. I think we have a high number of dropouts that drop out of high school, and when they drop out of high school, they end up on the street because they don't have an education. They have really no place to turn. They turn to drugs, alcohol, violence, or all three in many cases.
On the final day of the race, Walsh is greeting voters in the swing areas of Roxbury, Hyde Park, and Jamaica Plain. He will await election results at the Park Plaza Hotel in Boston. I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.